Hi there. The word for today is, use your common sense. Proverbs 3 verse 13, Solomon says, God blesses everyone who has common sense. The key to success lies in doing the right thing at the right time. Theologian Tyrone Edwards put it this way, have a time and place for everything and do everything in its time and place. You'll not only accomplish more, but have far more leisure than those who are always hurrying. So if you're tired of living with constant stress, theology professor Dr. Howard Hendricks draws our attention to four major sources of it. Number one, saying yes to far too many things. He says Dr. Lewis Sperry, who was his mentor, once said, much of our spiritual activity is little more than a cheap anesthetic to deaden the pain of an empty life. Whoa. In other words, all of our going and doing fails to address our core emptiness. Second, not stopping to recharge your batteries. We dutifully pull out our day timer and fill the spaces between activities. But let's not fool ourselves. Avoiding overlapping activities isn't planning. As a result, we're a stressed out, short-tempered crowd commuting between poorly planned activities that add little to our spiritual well-being. 3. Failure to enjoy what we accomplish. Proverbs 13:19 says a desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. With too much to do, we dash off to the next obligation, often without finishing the previous one or taking time to stand back and savor a job well done. No wonder we worry that our existence seems meaningless. And 4, owing more than we can repay. Hendricks says, next time you're faced with a credit card purchase, wait. Don't necessarily say no, just present your so-called need to God and see what he says about it. Okay? If you're serious about developing your spiritual life, use these 4 common sense principles and put them to work in your life. That's the word for you today.